Hi, everybody. I'm Jeffrey Gitomer, and welcome to Selling Power Live. René Godefroy was born in a tiny village on the island of Haiti. He was a poor child tormented by illness and disease, as many people who live in poverty are. Abandoned by his father and left behind while his mother sought work in the city, he survived on bread, fruit, and the occasional fish he caught with a string and a hook. René was determined to make a better life for himself and escaped to America to do just that. René joins me and you now to tell us how his persistence helped him to succeed not only in getting from Haiti to America, but in his ability to become an inspirational speaker. Some of you may know that as a motivational speaker, but René is more than motivation. He's inspiration because he puts lessons behind his message. René, welcome to Selling Power Live.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Jeffrey.
When you left Haiti, how did you leave? How did you get to America?
I left Haiti. I was performing with a theater group. I went to Montreal, Canada, and I escaped while I was in Montreal because, you know, I was not going to go back to extreme poverty in Haiti. And so I paid a truck driver from Canada to smuggle me into this country. So now that was 20 years ago. And Jeffrey, I remember the trip from Montreal to America. I was wedged between the rear tires of a tractor trailer in a push-up position between the rear tires, and I was covered with ashes, dust, and smoke. Now, 30 minutes into the trip, I had a cramp, but I could not move to the right or to the left. I remember underneath the tractor trailer, I made my prayer. I said, God, I promised you if you help me make it to America, I will do something meaningful with my life. And, you know, I made it.
In other words, it was pretty much first-class accommodations all the way.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, nothing is more admirable to an American who pretty much takes his personal freedoms and position for granted than to see somebody who has come from another country literally pick themselves up or herself up by the bootstraps and has decided to become successful. Many times the first generation immigrant, which is what you really are at this moment, has a much better chance at it because their determination level, their persistence level is much higher. Okay, so you got to America. That wasn't really the goal. That was just the beginning, right? When you got to America, the first thing you wanted to do was really succeed.
Yes, I wanted to succeed. I wanted to be, because when I was a poor child in Haiti, I used to see the American tourists. I used to walk behind them with an extended hand begging for a penny and nickel. But because of the compassion, I said to myself, there's more to what I'm experiencing right now. Somewhere life is better. And so the big dream was for me to come to America, not only to come to America, but to be somebody in America. But, you know, I had my challenges, too, getting here. For example, I had an idea of America. I used to see postcards of the United States, but Flatbush, Brooklyn, was not my expectations of America.
Right. René, they only show the cool stuff on the postcards. They don't show you the slums.
I know. Now, here I was. I had this little suitcase with $5, and I had two shirts and one pair of pants. I didn't speak any English at all. So I'm standing and watching all these people walking up and down the street. I'm in Brooklyn, and I'm asking, and I'm crying. I'm asking myself, what am I going to do in this country? And so I had a phone number for a distant cousin. She came to pick me up, and Jeffrey, it was like in September, and I was not ready for the bitter winter that was coming up. And I found out they had a large concentration of Haitians living in Miami. So I said, I want to go to Miami because I'm not ready. I don't even have, you know, clothes to dress properly for the winter. And so I left Brooklyn and went to Miami, Florida.
And what happened in Miami? Did you immediately get a job and become successful?
When I got to Miami, I was so confused because everybody was speaking Spanish around me. Now, the first language I learned was to speak Spanish. It's a beautiful language. But I wanted to find a way to learn English, so I got very smart. I got me a dictionary, and I began to write the words in my hand, three words every day. And at the end of the week, I would review my words. And I became a boat carpenter. I was helping a man. Then later on, I started washing cars in the street of Miami for $5 a car. And I also used to help build fences. I dug holes. I worked as a dishwasher, and I scrubbed the floor. I did all kinds of jobs because, see, I saw the American dream as soon as I got here. And I was determined, but I knew I had to work hard. I knew working 8 hours a day was not going to do it for me. So I worked hard, and I did whatever job. I just took it because I just wanted just a rite of passage because, you know, I saw the dream, and I knew this, it was possible for me with that persistence and determination, and here I am today.
Wow. And how much training did you have to put yourself through in order to be able to become a speaker, a presenter? What kind of new skills did you have to learn to do that?
Well, first I had to learn how to speak English. That's the first thing. When I left Miami, I left with a group, Christian Council. They were dispersing the immigrants. They brought me here, and they got me a job at a Kmart warehouse. I was making $140 a week. I was working very hard loading boxes. And later on, I got a job working as a doorman at a hotel. And I was still learning my English. It was like maybe 5 years into it. And so I began to meet all these successful people coming through the door. And I began to observe them, the way they dress and the way they behave. And when I'm parking a car, if there was a book in the back seat, the first thing I would do when I get off, I would go to the bookstore to pick up that book because somehow I was thinking maybe they know something I don't know. See, I was very, very hungry. I wanted to become a success in America. So I was meeting Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, and, you know, of course, you, Jeffrey Gittermore. That's where I met you. At the door, and I would introduce myself. I said, "Hi, sir, this is Rene Godefroy. I have a dream. I'm going to become a motivational speaker, an inspirational speaker in America. And I want this because I guess commitment is something that is from the heart, not from the head. So I was really committed in my heart, this one thing I wanted to do. And so I saved all my tips money. I attended my first conference for the National Speakers Association. I had never heard of them before. Somebody told me that in 1 week, somebody told me that they were having a conference. I had $500, $600. I took all the money and went to the conference. And, you know, I was broke there, but I was meeting the very same people I met at the door. And I said, "Hi, sir, this is Rene Godefroy, your doorman from Atlanta, Georgia. Sir, I carried your bag. Now I'm here. I want to learn how to do this one thing."
Well, obviously, you are not simply a lesson in persistence. You are a model of persistence. And, you know, sometimes I don't think that people really understand how much of an inspiration they can be simply by their actions, not by their words. And I think that clearly you are, by action, as compelling as you are by your words.
I looked at my life where I started in a tiny village in Haiti. I was so sick. I was just like the starving children you see on television. And I struggled through it all, and I made it. And I'm in America, and I'm living the American dream today. And I tell people, look, you have to sit down and look at all your excuses and ask yourself, why is it that you don't want to step forward? You don't want to take a risk. You don't want to hang yourself underneath the tractor trailer in front of you, the challenge in front of you, and take that ride? It will be well worth it. And I think people just, they have too many excuses, too many crutches to hang on. The first time I gave a speech, Jeffrey, you should have seen me. I was trembling. And I gave so many lousy speeches before, but I kept doing it until now when I'm on the stage, it's just like I'm home. That's persistence of commitment. Commitment says you're going to fail. You're not going to close the sale. You are not going to get the appointment, but what you do, you just keep on keeping on. Because, like you say, the message for me, the name of my book is no condition is permanent, but you got to do something to change it.
Well, I agree with you 1,000%, Rene. I think that you have provided your own opportunity to yourself. When you came here, literally, you had less than nothing. And all you did was take advantage of the opportunity by making the decision that you wanted to succeed and then working your butt off at it until finally you reached a point where you were okay. I'm very proud of you, Rene, for your accomplishments. And I would challenge anybody that they need to go to Rene's website, www.renegodefroy, that's R-E-N-E, GodeFroy.com, all one word, or villagehero.com. Renee, I want to thank you for being on Selling Power Live today. Thank you for being an inspiration to not only to this audience, but to me as well.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Jeffrey. I'm just so grateful to have a privilege to even talk to your audience.
It's my pleasure, Renee. You deserve it.